Styles.
BBC Radio Merseyside.
And a very good morning to you on your Monday morning. It's Sean, taking you around till 11:30. I hope you're well. And later on, I'm going to be talking to an actor from Chester who's headed to Hollywood. He's been in two horror films. Going to be telling us all about that.
This is BBC Radio. Radio.
Very good morning to you folks. Welcome back in on this very cold Monday morning. Coming up between now and 11:30, I'm going to be chatting to a local actor from Chester. He's just filmed two horror movies in Hollywood. Now, you might not know the name Nathan Head, but remember it because you might be hearing a lot more of it over the next couple of years. Now, Nathan lives over in Chester, but he's recently been over in Hollywood acting in two horror films due to be released in America later this year. And Nathan has popped in for the chat. A very good morning to you, Nathan.
Hello, good morning.
Now, how did all this come about?
Well, I've been acting in films for a few years, and it was last year, just before the summer, I forget the exact month, I really pestered a particular director who I really wanted to work with. I've been following his stuff for years, and eventually he replied to my emails, well, one of his representatives did, saying, we're holding auditions in Nottingham for his next film, Exorcist Chronicles, come along. And I did, and I got a part, one of the lead roles, which really surprised me.
Right. So, you must have been nervous. I mean, this is a big opportunity, isn't it?
I was a little nervous, but you get nervous with every audition, whether the big or small, I've noticed. But you've just got to try and control that, really. I mean, I was more excited to get started because I got the part, and then I was told, right, we're not filming till the summer. I just wanted to get going there the day I found out, really.
So what's it like over in the States making a film?
They're American companies. They're based in California, but these two films just finished were filmed in the Midlands. Right. The first one was Sutton in Ashfield, and the next one in Bolsover, which I'd never heard of before I went there. I thought it was in Russia.
So what sort of part do you play in the film?
The first one, Exorcist Chronicles, is just a mysterious guy that's following a scientist called Daryl, played by Lismente Bishop. Her name's a bit of a mouthful. And Rudy Barrow, who's playing a priest, Father Jan. Now, they're investigating possessions all over the UK, and there's a massive uproar of them, really. And it's not really explained, and they're investigating it, but I've been following it from the start, and we meet up halfway through and try and solve it together, but I won't give away the ending.
No, don't do that. No plot spoiling on this programme. So, have you always been into the horror genre, as it were?
Oh, gosh, yeah. I absolutely love horror. I remember watching horrors as a kid, but my mum wouldn't let me watch the nasty ones. I mean, I think the worst films I watched as a kid were probably Carry On Screaming and Whatever Happened to Baby Jane, which I still love today. Someone mentioned that before, didn't someone write
in with
it?
Yeah, it's been terrifying.
Oh, I love it.
A great portrayal, though.
Yeah. They remade it in the 90s with the Redgrave sisters. It was all right.
Was it?
Mm.
I'm not keen on remake. I remember seeing the remake of Psycho when it was frame for frame. And it was
I think if they're doing a remake, they have to change it slightly so that fans of the original can still class it as part of the franchise, which I think is what they're doing with the new Evil Dead film.
Yeah.
Because they've got new characters in it. So if you want it to be an unofficial spin-off, you can do it. It's not an exact remake of the first one because it's got different characters. So I like it when they do that. I don't like it when it's a scene-for-scene copy. There's no point. Why?
There's no point. I mean, I agree with The Evil Dead, but I watched it. That terrified me when I first seen it.
Yeah.
And I watched it again a couple of weeks back, and it was a bit dated, you know.
It was the 80s.
I know, but you think, I wonder, does it stand up to the test of time? And, you know.
Yeah.
So I look forward to the remake.
Mm.
Yeah. So you're writing a book as well, aren't you?
I am. That's been going on for a while. It's a book about my family history. Now, this started off because my dad is one of those people that's, every time you see somebody, he tells you a boring story about some relative that was involved in it. And we've always been saying to him, because he's got no brothers and sisters, write them down, because eventually when he goes in 30 or 40 years or whenever it is, I'm saying that because it could be any time, they're going to be gone. So I decided to write them down on his behalf, and then I thought, why just stick to that side of the family? Why not do it all? So I've decided to write all my family history, and it's a bit excessive. I didn't realise I've gone back to the 1600s with some of them.
Really?
Mm.
Anyway, how did you do that? Just on the internet, libraries, this, that and the other?
Yeah, there's lots of different places. Mostly church records for the hundreds of years ago. The recent ones are from the census records. They're all available online. But yeah, that mainly.
Well, it's an interesting time for you to say the least, isn't it?
Yeah.
You've got the films on the go, you're writing the family history. When can we see the movies at any point?
Well, I've not been given dates for Dead Walkers. I think that's towards the end of the year.
Yeah.
Exorcist Chronicles, it was going to be April on DVD, but I've recently been told it's got a limited cinema release in America first, so the DVD's been pushed back, so it should be the summer sometime. But I've also got a few other films due out soon. I think The Zombie King is out in Europe. Right. I had a small role in that. That's with Edward Furlong from Terminator 2. And I've also got a film called The Psychiatrist. That's out later this year as well. That's with David Hoyle. I'm really looking forward to watching that.
There's not a love story in sight here, is there?
There is, actually.
The Zombie King, The Psychiatrist, Exorcist Chronicles.
There's a horror sort of romance film I did in Liverpool last year called Sleep. That's due out soon. And that's more of a romance than a horror.
I remember that. We spoke about that.
Did we?
Not me and you, but the people behind it came
did
in to tell
really?
Us about it, yeah.
All right, well, I was in that. I played Duray, the vampire in it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Well, there you go. They were telling us about that, and because it was done on an absolute shoestring, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. No budget at all.
Yeah, with some of the Dog Soldiers was done on a small budget. Mm. Very good horror film.
And Evil Dead.
Evil Dead.
Yeah.
Back to Evil Dead. Nathan, it's great to see you. Good luck
with your
movies and good luck with the book. And let us have a copy of The Exorcist Chronicles when it comes out.
I'll send one
Cheers,
down.
Pal.
Well, thank you very much.
Great to see you.